How are you? Hello again. I'm Chris, and this is episode 27 of the Libertarian Republican podcast. And in this episode, I'm going to talk about Obamacare and why Obamacare sucks. Because, you know, this was one of the things that really drove me crazy when Trump won. And in 2016, when the Republicans took control of both houses of Congress, they talked for 8 years, they talked about how they were going to repeal Obamacare for 6 years anyway. They talked about how they were going to repeal Obamacare and replace it, whatever, repeal and replace or just repeal. And then they won, and then they had total control of everything, and they didn't do a damn thing. They didn't do it. Why didn't they do it? Because they're morons. They're idiots. They didn't know anything about Obamacare. They didn't know how it worked, why it didn't work, what sucked about it, what they didn't understand it. They didn't have a plan for repealing it or for how to repeal it or for what to replace it with. It was a gigantic disappointment in my mind, a huge mistake. These people, I mean, these are our politicians. These are our supposed leaders, and they don't even take the time to learn about healthcare and why is healthcare so expensive. I've said it in a previous episode about, you know, all the Democrats do is just look around and try to find somebody else to pay the bills. And they never say, they never ask, why is healthcare so expensive? They never ask that question. Democrats never ask. Republicans will say, well, you know, it's because government involvement is what's driving up the price of healthcare, but they don't articulate the mechanisms by which that happens. And, you know, all you have to do is, this isn't that complicated. All you have to do is look around the economy and all of the parts of the economy where prices aren't skyrocketing and ask yourself, what's different about those parts of the economy? What's different about those goods and services in those parts of the economy as opposed to the parts of the economy where prices are skyrocketing? You know, and all you have to do is look, well, the difference is government. Government is massively involved in so many of the areas, in things like housing and high tuition, you know, college tuitions and healthcare. It's, you know, everything that, and you can also look in other areas, plenty of other areas like cars. I've talked about this before, about government regulations make cars more expensive than they need to be. You know, car companies are not allowed to sell you a very simple, low-tech means of getting around. You know, a very simple, affordable, inexpensive, cheap gas car, they're not allowed to sell that to you. For some reason, the people in Washington have determined that all cars have to be incredibly complicated machines and built to their standards and what they think a car should be. And so it's all because of government. But let's talk about the specifics of Obamacare, okay? Why does Obamacare suck? And what about it makes the prices, it doesn't help anything. All it does is just continue to drive prices up. And you know, you wonder, well, is that the point? Is that really the point of Obamacare, to drive prices up to the point where everybody will just say, just government, just pay for it at this point. Just I can't afford health insurance. Just government, I need the government to pay for everything. That's what the Democrats want, ultimately. And we can talk about, you know, why that's a terrible idea. And but okay, let's just look at the some of the basics of Obamacare. Number one, the essential benefits mandate. I talked about this previously, too, in a previous podcast about, wouldn't it be great if you could just buy an insurance policy that just covered the basics of catastrophic care? If you got hit by a bus or you get cancer, something like that, and then everything else you'll pay for out of pocket, you'll shop around, and you will, maybe it covers emergency care. You know, if you have to go to the emergency room, it'll cover that. But other than that, If you have to get knee surgery or elbow surgery, or you have to get a colonoscopy or whatever it is, you'll pay for it. That way you control how much money you're spending, and you can shop around and you can be the consumer of these. The prices are much more likely to be low in areas where consumers shop around for prices. You know, you don't go and buy tires. You don't just go to the tire store and say, give me whatever tires you want to put on there. I don't care, because I'm not paying for it. My car insurance company is paying for the tires, so I don't care what kind of tires you put on, right? If that was the way it worked, if that's the way car insurance worked, tires would be really, really expensive, right? Because there's no incentive for anybody to offer you inexpensive tires. No incentive at all. So you would just go and say, give me whatever tires you want. Okay, well, we got these absolute Mac Daddy super expensive tires. Perfect, put them on, don't care. It's only costing me a $10 out of pocket. So copay, that's all okay. You know, so this isn't complicated. The essential benefits mandate outlaws all that. Basically makes you cannot buy a catastrophic health insurance policy. You can't. It's illegal. You have to cut the essential benefits package covers everything from maternity care, child care, newborn care. Even if you're not going to have a baby, they don't care. The Democrats don't care what you want. They're not interested in your opinion. They will tell you what you need, and you will pay for it. And you will shut up, because you're stupid. You're a peasant. You're nothing. You're nobody. They don't want to hear your opinion. Same thing with addictive care, for example. Mental health care, mental health counseling. You know, wouldn't it be great if you could just buy a basic insurance policy that would cover, you know, just the catastrophic stuff? And then if you need some mental health counseling, you could do that. You pay for that out of pocket. You can deal with that at that time. You know, you don't have to pay every month for mental health counseling that you're never going to use, or addictive care counseling that you're never going to use. You're not planning to become a heroin addict. You're probably not going to become a heroin addict. So, you know, it's but you're going to pay for it. You're going to pay for it every month. They don't care. You know, and the other part of that is preventative care. It basically makes preventative care free. Free. It's free. Free. Well, is it really free? Well, no, of course not. The people giving you preventative care are still going to get paid. It just means that the insurance companies have to collect that money from you. They have to forecast, essentially, how much preventative care you are going to get through the course of your life, or the year, let's say the year, and then they have to collect that amount of money ahead of time in the form of premiums. So there's a huge list of preventative care things, you know, services. So, and it's not just you, it's other people, right? It's everybody, all of their clients, all of their customers. The insurance company has to figure out, okay, how much money are all of these people going to spend on preventative care? Well, we need to be able to pay those doctors and those nurses and those, you know, whoever they are, the lab technicians, all that kind of stuff. We have to be able to pay for all that, so we need to get that money up front in the form of premiums. And it doesn't matter if you do it or not. If you get that preventative care or not, it doesn't matter. They still need to get the money, because they need to be prepared, because by law they have to pay for that stuff. So now the idea is, well, you know, if you go get preventative care, if we all go get preventative care, we'll be less likely to get sick, and over time we'll spend less money on health care. But is that really how it works? Because what it really does is create an unlimited demand for certain healthcare services. See, when you make something free, you increase demand for it, right? When you, I've talked about this before, like if you go into the store to buy tomatoes and you've got $5 to spend on tomatoes and the tomatoes are a dollar each, well, what are you going to do? You're going to buy five tomatoes. You've got a $5 tomato budget. You're going to buy five tomatoes because they're a dollar each. But what if the tomatoes are free? Oh my God, you just grab all the tomatoes. Just grab them all up, right? You know, because they're free. Why not? So it's the same thing with preventative healthcare. If it's free, if it costs you a $10 copay or whatever, then there's no incentive for you to economize. There's no incentive for you to seek out to shop around for the lowest price. There's no incentive for you to not get preventive care if you don't think you really need it. If it's covered, it's under preventative care, why not go get it? Who cares? You know, you need a colonoscopy. It's not recommended you get a colonoscopy is different. But there's all kinds of lists of things of preventative care that are covered that you may not need, you may not be interested in, but it's covered, so you may as well go get it. So what that does is it just creates it increases demand for that pool of resources. And when you increase demand for those resources, but you don't do anything to increase the size of the pool of resources, then you get prices going up, right? Prices will go up. It's the same thing because there are prices, right? You're just not paying them, right? So if the store says the tomatoes are free, but the store has to pay for the tomatoes, well then now everybody's gathering up these tomatoes. But the store has to go buy the tomatoes because the tomato growers aren't free. They're not giving the tomatoes away. The doctors aren't free. The lab technicians aren't free. They're not just giving their services away. So if we increase the demand for these services, then we need more of those services. And so those services are going to cost more because the prices get bid up. That's how prices go up. That's one way prices go up. So, I mean, it's standard supply-demand economics. And these basic laws, these fundamental laws of economics, don't go away just because it's healthcare. They don't go away. They're still there. And now the government can artificially eliminate them by saying, we're only going to pay this much. Well, okay, then price, that's price controls. And all you have to do is study some of the history of price controls to realize that, well, price controls just create shortages. That's all, because price controls basically mean that the providers of these services want to charge a certain amount, but the government is not allowing them to charge that much. They're forcing them to only charge this much. And so the incentive is for them to just not provide the service. So, well, I mean, that's not what I need more money to cover my costs. So if the government's not gonna allow me to get the money to charge the price that I wanna charge to cover my costs and cover my time and my energy, my effort, then I'm just going to get out of the business. And that's what's happened with doctors ever since Obamacare passed. A lot of doctors have just gotten out of the business because it's also because of all the rules, all the bureaucracy. You know, Obamacare is 2,000 pages of bureaucracy, of rules, Byzantine red tape. So you know, and that's another. So there's another part of this that's the essential benefits mandate, and it's a little bit about how that just drives prices up, and also the medical loss ratio rules. I want to talk about that. The medical loss ratio rules basically mean that insurance companies are only allowed to keep a certain percentage, about 15%, of their premiums as profit. Everything else they have to spend either on the services or their administrative costs. Okay, so this is a, I mean, this is one of those just absolute unbelievable, and this is why I use the word communism all the time, because this is all communism. When a government tells a business what to do and how to do it, how to run their business, that's communism. That's all there is to it. If you own a business, you should be free to run it the way you want to run it. You should be free to offer your customers whatever services or products you believe they want at a price you believe they are willing to pay, and you should be able to provide those goods or services in a manner, whatever way you think they are going to, that will please your customers. And the government should just leave you alone. As long as you aren't defrauding anyone, the government should leave you alone. That's how free markets work. And that is how prices, that's how we get everything. That's how we, that is how all that is good in the world, essentially, that's how we have a successful economy. And Obamacare is basically the opposite of all that. Obamacare is a bunch of bureaucrats in Washington, you know, politicians like Barack Obama, who is a complete moron, a total idiot. These people tell the businesses, tell this entire industry what to do and how to do it. But the medical loss ratio, let's just go over that really quickly. If you are an insurance company and you figure out a way to lower your costs, well, you are not allowed to keep the profits that you might enjoy. You're only allowed to, let's say you figure out a way to, you're paying a certain amount of money to MRI, to an MRI, to get MRIs for your customers. So your client, your insurance customers want an MRI, and they go to an MRI place, and it costs a fortune, and you have to pay. You get premiums, and then you use those premiums to pay the MRI guy, the MRI place. Well, what if there's some new great technological advancement or some kind of a new business model that allows MRIs to be much cheaper? Well, so now you're only paying, you know, maybe you're paying half of what you were paying. And do you get to keep that money because you found a cheaper alternative? No. So it doesn't matter. So you don't get to keep that money. The government has determined that they have limited the amount of money you're allowed to keep for profit. So there's absolutely no incentive for you as an insurance company to find a cheaper option for your patients or for your customers. Completely, it's the exact opposite. Because the incentive is for you to continue to raise your premiums. Because if you continue to raise your premiums, see, the only way you can, you're only allowed to keep, let's say, 15% of your premiums as profit. So if your premiums are X and you're only allowed to keep 15% of X as profits, the only way you can increase your profits is to raise the value of X, to raise your premiums. That's it. That's the only way you're allowed. So basically, if you are taking in $100, you're only allowed to keep 15 of that, $15 in as profit. So you, the other $85, you have to spend on everything. Either paying the MRI guy, the MRI clinic, or the doctors, the nurses, the lab technicians, all that kind of stuff, or you have to spend it on your own overhead. Well, let's say you want to raise your profits to $30, well, now you got to raise your premiums to $200, and now you're able to keep $30 in profit. But what are you going to do with all that other $100? Now you got $170. You got to make sure you pay it. You got to make sure you pay that out to somebody. So you can say, hey, you can go to the doctor and say, hey, doc, you want to raise your prices for me? Raise your prices for me. Because, yeah, prices go up. I need prices to go up. Everybody needs to raise their prices to make, because I have to spend all this money. I'm not allowed to keep it. I'm not allowed to keep it. I got to spend it. It's the, this drives me crazy. Obamacare is so stupid. It's just mind-alteringly stupid. And it's mind-numbingly dumb and destructive and the opposite of everything that people think it is. And the Republicans, the politicians, and I'm gonna include Donald Trump in this, they got nothing. They've got nothing. They have no arguments. They have not studied this. They haven't looked at it. They don't think about it. It's just unbelievable to me. The failure, the miserable failure that the Republican Party had on this topic, this subject. It just enrages me. And, you know, this has to change. Republicans need to educate themselves about what Obamacare is, why it sucks. You know, look at car insurance, okay? Look at the car insurance commercials, right? You've got Nationwide and you know, Jake from State Farm, and you've got J.K. Simmons doing those farmers commercials. You've got the Geico Gecko. You've got Flo and the Progressive, you know, Flo and Jamie and those Progressive commercials, which are great. You know, there's so many great car insurance commercials. You know why? It's because the car insurance industry is robust and competitive. These people are competing for your business. They are looking for ways to lower your prices. And you know why that car insurance industry works? It's because car insurance covers catastrophic damage to your car. If you get into an accident, if you, you know, accidentally drive through someone's living room, if you crash into somebody head on and kill them, it'll cover, it'll pay $1 million or whatever, all that kind of stuff. It doesn't cover oil changes and tire changes and routine maintenance. It doesn't cover those things. And the government pretty much leaves car insurance companies alone. That's the key. The government leaves them alone. The government does not try to micromanage the car insurance industry. And that's why we have so many choices for car insurance companies. So, you know, and there's a lot. Look, there's a lot more to say about this stuff. There's a lot more to say about Obamacare. But I'm gonna cut this short here. I'm gonna cut it off now, before I get so mad I smash the camera. And Republicans need to take this seriously. If you want affordable health care, get the government out of it. Get the government out of the business. Get the government to stop micromanaging and over-regulating everything. You know, we can still have a government programs that help poor people buy the things that they need. Just like we have government programs that help poor people buy food. We can have government programs that help poor people buy health insurance. But if we had less regulation, we would have super low cost, affordable health insurance policies that most people could afford. Most people wouldn't need any help from the government. And then you're always gonna have a small number of people at the bottom who need help. And we can help them, and private charities can help them, and the government can help them. But wouldn't it be great if we had a country where nobody needed help? Wouldn't that be great? Well, we're never going to have that. We're never, ever going to have that unless we get the government out of our way and out of the way of the entrepreneurialism that will drive prices down. The competition, entrepreneurship, that will drive prices down. All in everything you can imagine, including healthcare. Because healthcare is just a collection of goods and services, just like everything else in our society. So, all right, that's it, that's it. That's episode 27. Once again, if you like this podcast, give me a good rating. You can find me on all the social media stuff, Parler and Gab and MeWe and Facebook and Sovereign and Minds and Getter and Rumble. Some of these are on Rumble, the video versions. And I will see you on the next one. On episode 28 will be next. All right. Bye-bye.